many of you I know from the show of hands, are relatively new to the course. And so some of the things I've been saying may seem a little far out, to say the least. Remember what I was saying at the beginning about the two levels that the course is written on, level one and level two. And level one is the metaphysical one, and it's on that level that we make statements like there is no world, there's nobody out there, it's all a dream. On level two, which really meets us where we believe we are, which is as separated individuals, housed in bodies, experiencing ourselves and everyone else around us is very real. That's the level that we begin to do our work. And it's from that point that we begin to grow, to use another image, make our way up the ladder, and realize ultimately that there's no one to forgive, and nothing to forgive. It's not necessary as you work with the Course, especially at the beginning, that you understand or even accept the underlying metaphysical principles. What is enough is to realize that something isn't working in your life and you need help. And you need help that comes from outside of the system. Right? And that help, in the context of the Course, would be Jesus or the Holy Spirit. That's outside of the world system and the world's thinking. Again, as I mentioned earlier, when you finally do ask them for help, that's the opening of the door. Jesus' foot stays in the door. And at that point, it's your choice how quickly and how wide you're going to let the door be open for you. And that actually is a decision that's really based upon your level of fear in giving up your own self. But there's no urgency and nobody is pressuring you. At some point, the Course's metaphysics will become more and more important to you. It's not necessary as you begin that you kind of always kind of have that in your mind. Because if you do, the fear at the thought that this world's an illusion and you're not even here and God doesn't know about you, that fear will be so great that you would either close the book in horror or disgust, or even worse, you would start going into denial. And then say, well, the world's an illusion, therefore I'm not even here, therefore it doesn't matter what I do or what I say or how many people I attack or anything else. It's much better to acknowledge that those thoughts make you frightened, that you don't feel ready to deal with them. That will keep you honest, and that will help you from really trying to distort what the Course is saying.